Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone.
Little PJ Morton to start off a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday afternoon, the first day of May, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Mr. Jeffrey Osborne. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us. And remember, his new album is available. It's been a 5-year wait, but it is here. Worth it all. Available, of course, on iTunes, Google Play. And for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, captivating, elegance, an incredible vocalist, I can only be speaking of one person, the very talented Porcelain, as we have the honor, yes, Lord, of welcoming in a new hit single from this incredible, incredibly talented young lady, of course, called Lois Lane. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the incredible Porcelain. My queen, how are you doing? Hello, Porcelain. Can you hear me, my love? I guess we lost her. Okay. It's all right, family. What we're going to do, everything is cool. But again, remember, be sure to pick up Jeffrey Osborne's new album, of course. Worth it all. Oh, and My Faux Pas. Sheena O'Murray, new hit single, Lord have mercy, Do for Love, and another incredibly talented singer, songwriter, vocalist. Be sure to pick up her new hit single. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick two and two. Let's get lost and involved in some comfort zone music, and let's see if we can get Porcelain on the line here in the zone of LOTOAO.
Thank you.
legendary producer. Preston Glass. Anyway, Smile, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And we have returned, and we definitely have the princess on the line, so let's make things happen like GTE. My queen, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Porcelain doll, Lord have mercy. How are you doing, my love?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on a wonderful new single. We've been waiting for some extra new music from you. So you've provided us with an extra slice of cheesecake, but we're still waiting on an EP or album. So when can we expect that?
Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate you as well. Well, later this year, I will be releasing an EP. I can't give you a date right now. It's a surprise. So you will be hearing a really awesome project from me, though. I'm excited about it.
Well, we're definitely excited for it. You know, it's been a whirlwind 2 years. I mean, you've been getting a lot of love, a lot of positive feedback. At any time for you, has it gotten somewhat a little bit overwhelming as far as the positive feedback you've gotten?
Yeah, it has. I knew that, I expected and prayed for great things to happen, but this is beyond my expectations of what I think anyone would expect for a year or two. So it's been like, it's like I took off. Real Thing Don't Change did a really great job for a new artist. And now I have Lois Lane, and I'm getting so much great. And it's only been out for about 2 weeks. I'm getting so much great love from that. So this has been amazing. It's unbelievable, actually, because sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm a little scared. This is happening quicker than I thought it was going to happen.
Hey, you see what happens when you speak it into existence? It actually will come true. Things will happen when you speak it into existence and you believe in what you're doing. And I want to ask you, I want to take it another step further. Having belief in oneself means everything. But what does it mean having people around you that also believe in you, there to support you, support your dreams and support your ambitions on being a great artist?
It means a lot because they push me harder than I push myself at times. And you want to be around people who want to see you be great, or people who want to see you be great and you're helping them become great as well. I feel like because they believe in me so much, it is my obligation and responsibility to succeed. And it makes me feel encouraged to keep going for sure, because it's not everybody gets that. You work hard and you pray for people to give you that chance and really believe, and you're like, all I need is that one person. But I'm more than blessed because I have tons of people around me who assist in making me better and pushing me, not always what I want to hear, but I have to accept that because I know they're passionate about what they're saying and doing for me. So it means a lot.
Have you gotten comfortable with the business aspect of the industry? Because at the end of the day, it is a business and you are a brand. And I know that you have visions of expanding your brand more than just music, as far as modeling is concerned, possibly doing some television or movies. Can you explain what you would like to see transpire over the next 4 years for Porcelain?
Well, right now I'm building my brand, and I feel like the first thing you have to do is build a brand. And me being around so many business-minded people and the people who work behind the scenes to make the artists who they are, it's definitely overwhelming, because artists, I feel like, only think about the creative side of things. But if you want to be successful as not only a artist, but a business person, a business individual, you have to pay attention. You have to look at the analytics. You have to be in the meetings and hear the boring stuff to get to the good stuff. And, you know, building my brand is definitely a major thing for me, a major goal for me, because I know that that kind of grows into modeling and people visually seeing you and seeing you as commercial and marketable. And if you're marketable and your brand is there, you can make it, you can act, you can be in commercials, you can be clean and clear and under control. You can be that person, or the cover girls, or, you know, do the State Farm commercials nationwide. So I want to grow into a brand to where I can spread my business abroad and have that extra revenue. Everybody wants, you don't just want to, well, me personally, I don't just want to make money from just music alone. You know, I sing, I songwrite, and I want to get into acting and modeling, and I feel like the brand is what brings all that together. So,
Without question, because I've always said that fashion and music, they go hand in hand. And a lot of artists that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, you know, especially independent artists, they said, well, you know, Teddy Bear, it's very challenging being an independent artist because I'm responsible for everything. I said, well, that's a beautiful aspect about being responsible for your vision, for your career, every aspect, because you know where every penny, where every dime is going, and you can control your brand through social media, where before, when you had the major record labels, when you were signed to a label, they would control every aspect of your career and trying to define you and what kind of artist they wanted you to be instead of being an artist that you truly want to be. And not knowing the business aspect, you would lose a lot of money. And a lot of artists is coming up through the ranks now, and they get famous on YouTube and they make their music. They don't understand the business aspect. They say, well, I'm getting this money from the record label, and they don't understand. It's a loan. It's a business loan that you have to pay right back to the label. And I wanted to know for you, how long did it take for you to really get an understanding of the business side of the industry?
It took at first, you know, probably most artists are timid. They don't want to hear about that. They just want to make the music and take the pretty pictures. But when I first started, you know, getting into it, it was very early on because they encouraged me. They encouraged me to be in those meetings and be a part. And they kept pushing it like, you should be in this. And when I felt like I was ready, which was early on, because I'm like, okay, I need to know how much I owe. I need to know, you know, what's reimbursable. I need to know what's being spent. And it's important that you know that. Early, I was always interested. It didn't really take me too long to want to get involved, because I feel like when it comes to my look, when it comes to how I'm being represented, when it comes to what's being spent on me, I want to know. Because eventually I want to, you know, have all the money paid in and right, be able to go on to the next thing. Because if you don't know that, you sit up here, you got all types of charges, and you're like, when did I have been paying attention? So when you realize, hey, I've sold 1 million records, or I've been on tour and blah, blah, but I don't have any money, that's because you're not paying attention to your business. And I always want to have money and be stable. So that was one thing I always wanted to be a part of.
You know what? I like hearing that, because it's refreshing, because I know you're well aware there's a lot of artists that come into this industry and they get into music for the love, but at the same time, they want to be a star. And then when they get signed, the label signs them to X amount of dollars, more money than they've ever seen before in their life. And they don't really understand the business aspect, because you're trusting the label and your management to handle your business. I remember the whole episode with TLC. They sold all those units, and they were broke. No money to show for it, and they had to file bankruptcy. And I think it's wonderful now for artists like yourself who are very mindful. I want to know where each penny and which every dime is going to, because this is my money. This is my brand, and I want to make sure that the people that I have around me are being accountable for what's taking place. Now, I want to transition just a little bit. The modeling. I've seen you in quite a few covers of Mexican magazines, and you're doing your thing. Do you have you shown a
Thank
little bit
you.
More love? Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I've seen how do you feel in front of the camera? Because it seems as though you love the camera, and Lord have mercy, the camera loves you. So how do you feel about doing modeling?
I feel good about it. At first, it kind of grew into when you hear something so much. Because at first, I'm like, okay, well, I just like taking pictures. I just think I like looking cute. I like taking photos. And everybody's like, wait a minute. Girl, what you should be doing such and such. And you should be. And I'm like, well, I don't know. And then it comes a little bit for some people, if you're a naturalist or something, it comes a little bit easier for you. Like some people, they have to work really hard. They have to develop into it. But some people just do it. So I just like taking photos, and that's kind of how things transpired and came about. I was just taking pictures, and I'm still learning on that end. But there's no, like, deep and story that I have about that. I just like taking pictures.
Yeah, because my program director, when she first brought some information, said, okay, well, Porcelain has some new music. I said, oh, okay, that's cool. I said, let's see what we're doing here. And she said, well, look, here's some photos. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, my Lord. And I said, she loves the camera, and the camera definitely loves her. I said, she is at home behind the lens. And I said, okay. And I said, well, when she gets on the show, I definitely want to ask her. I said, have you got bitten by the modeling bug? Because I've seen quite a few artists. They've balanced both as far as music, as far as makeup, cover girl, and also doing some major modeling, doing runway modeling. And I said, well, when you get on, I wanted to ask you, have you been bitten by that type of bug, the fashion bug?
I have. I don't know when it happened, but it happened. I think when you get into those clothes and you get in that makeup, you have a stylist, and you got everybody putting this extravagant stuff on you, and it's a really cool wardrobe, and you turn into somebody else.
Like Lois Lane?
And it just feels, yeah.
Yeah.
that's what happens. I'm like,
Lois Lane.
They're like, Porcelain, what is going on? Because people who know me in my everyday life, they know that I'm a little silly, I'm a little goofy, and so, and then when they see me on the camera, they're like, oh, my gosh, she's fierce. Well, who is that person? I was like, oh, I'm someone else. I transform. So I enjoy it.
Teddy Bear went down to our last 7 minutes.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. Now, no family, the new single, Lois Lane, is available as we speak. Can you tell the listeners out there about the concept behind the new single?
Lois Lane is a song that represents, I think, all women who really want to be taken away from all the stress and all the nonsense and all the no good guys. They want their right man to come along. And I think that Lois Lane and Superman's relationship symbolizes that. Everybody wants a man that just come out of nowhere. Whenever she's in danger, he comes out of nowhere. They've broken up. They've got back together. They've had their hard times. But he always saves her every time she's in danger. And I think that translates really well over into an actual relationship with someone. Because when you think about the perfect guy or the type of guy, you think about tall, bronze, you know, super strong. You think about someone who's going to save me, love me unconditionally. And I think that Superman was a perfect representation of the type of man that all women would want. And, I mean, even in the song, you hear me saying, save me and things like that from all the bad ones for me. It's not the song is not meant to be, oh, I really need someone to save me because I'm alone. It's really, you know, hey, where's my Superman? You know, I need somebody to save me. You know.
I understand. You know what it definitely resonates through the music. So let's get into the chorus. Hey, the teddy bear is tall, but he's definitely cuddly. Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, the incredible Porcelain with her new hit single, Lois Lane, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
To find Mr. Right. Can we skip the part where I give away my heart to someone, then they turn it into ice? I wanna put myself out there, but I'm scared love don't play fair. Where are you? Can you come here? Come here right now.
She is definitely ready to be Lois Lane, the new hit single from the incredibly talented Porcelain, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. You can catch up with Porcelain, of course, on her social media website, and her official website is at www.porcelainmusic.com. Also, the same handle for Twitter and also for Instagram. My queen, thank you so much again for joining us. I cannot wait for the new EP. You know, this is your home. Whatever you need from the teddy bear, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Okay, and thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed you a lot. I love when you call me my queen. Yes,
yes Lord. You are one. Yes, Lord. All right. Thank you, my love. Be safe out there, okay?
All right, you too.
Thank you,
Jody. Oh, my pleasure, brother. Take it slow. The very talented Porcelain here in the zone of LOTO Radio. every woman is a queen, and she should definitely, without question, be treated like one. Lord have mercy. 1:30 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the zone. Hey, family, for those who tuned in late and missed the interview, it's okay. We got you covered. You can always listen to the complete rebroadcast via Google Play Music at LOTL The Zone. Also on TuneIn, same handle for Apple, iTunes, of course. We're on iHeartRadio. And also, last but certainly not least, Spotify. So we got you covered. Yeah, from every angle. Here in the zone of LOTL Radio is definitely a beautiful thing. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, had an opportunity to go see Frankie Beverly and Maze. Incredible show. Did my heart good. Real music. It's a beautiful thing. Real music. And speaking of real music, I'm not sure if all of you are aware, but yeah, Brother George Clinton, Dr. Funkenstein himself, he has decided to hang it up. He is retiring. No more touring. I am so glad and honored that I had an opportunity to interview that man on two separate occasions. And, you know, I'm classic. I've had an opportunity to see Parliament Funkadelic from a long time ago, from Eddie Hazel, you name it. I know I'm dating myself, but that's all right. I'm comfortable, as Cameo would say, in the skin I'm in. And speaking of classic music, let's get into the latest from Pieces of a Dream, just funking around with Do This here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
You can tell by the way that he treats her, that's his love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. You can tell by the way that he holds her, that's his love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. Hey, young man, you be thankful for the gift of that girl. She's in your world.
Can you believe it?
Be thankful every day that you have found a true pearl, something rare and precious, a girl. Don't you dare be foolish. You can tell by the way that he calls her love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. He get her everything, man, he spoils her, spoiled by love, an undefeated love, undefeated love. At night when he's alone out there, you're on mind to make you his bride. Can you believe it? Unconditional acceptance match with real sacrifice. That's what it takes. A brand new life, a family away.
LOTO Radio, The Zone. Playing you all the greatest music all of the time.
Let's see what you can do.
Send out a very special thank you to the incredible Porcelain. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Lois Lane. It is available as we speak on iTunes, Tidal, Google Play, my goodness, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventures, you can always catch up on Amazon.com. And the music you just heard playing and soothing your soul, Shantae Renee, of course, featuring T-Pain, I Want to Rock With You, her own special version, of course, of the Bobby Brown classic. And speaking of classic, won't you join the Teddy Bear tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome singer, songwriter, actress, the very talented Ashley Keating, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, Hurt Me. So good, Lord have mercy. Again, that's at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to having that very talented artist on the show. Want to thank all the many listeners for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity, but it's all good. Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, that's what I'm here to do. that made things and turned things into a positive transition, so to what, so to speak. Again, without you, there is no zone. And again, family, remember to purchase, to be sure to purchase, of course, Jeffrey Osborne's new album, Worth It All. It is available as we speak. My goodness, I can't believe it's been, wow, 5 years since he blessed us with a new album. But hey, like they say, good things come to those who wait. And in the meantime, as always, again, thanks for tuning in and supporting us. Until tomorrow, I want everyone to have a wonderful day, a fantabulous evening. Take it slow. Always think positive. Surround yourself with positive people, and you can never go wrong. We're going to close it with Johnny Britt. Yeah, to all the ladies out there, such a beautiful queen. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
A beautiful queen, and you mean everything, treasure like I've never seen. That's why I'm gonna sing. She's a beautiful queen. She should mean everything. Give her diamonds and rings, 'cause she's a beautiful queen. Before you get started, don't break her heart. It's